Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer from News Radio 780 WBBM coming to you on ChicagoBears.com. Another training camp breakdown in the best position of all time. Well, no, that's offensive line.
Right.
But the quarterback, obviously the most valued position in sports, let alone the National Football League. We're going to talk about the four quarterbacks that will start this preseason on Friday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. We got to start with Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler last year, 11 games limited to injury, but he did have a very strong season for an offense that set multiple franchise records in passing yards, passing touchdowns, quarterback rating, overall yardage, number 2 point scoring team in the National Football League, and he completed 63% of his passes. I'd like to start there because Matt Kavanaugh's quarterback coach envisions maybe something along the lines of 68% completion percentage. Obviously, accuracy is valued in this particular system that Mark Trestman and Aaron Cromer operate.
No doubt about it, but it all begins with fundamentals, and I think that's what Matt Kavanaugh has been so solid at early in this training camp, is make sure you get back to your fundamentals. Your balance is perfect. Your throwing motion is perfect, because all that is going to lead to completions. But Jay is definitely the centerpiece of this offense, and that becomes an enormous responsibility because you have the weapons to do the position how Mark Trestman envisions it. But then again, making sure you distribute the ball correctly, you get a better understanding of the offense in terms of how the running game fits in with the passing game. And there's been some transition in that with a couple of new players. However, I think Jay Cutler's got better command of this offense than was expected of him this early in camp. So now 8 weeks into the season, we may be talking about an entirely different quarterback.
They did a great job moving the chains last year, second in the NFL in first downs and another franchise record. All right, let's look at the guys competing for that number two spot. We'll start with Jordan Palmer, 15 pass attempts in his whole career, but he looked really good in that fourth preseason game for the Bears last year. It was high accuracy, high completion, good quarterback rating.
Right. Let's look at the quarterbacks, how they fit in from this point on in their careers. Let's wipe everything off the record, because I think that's what we have to learn from Josh McCown. Here you bring in these two quarterbacks, how they invest themselves mentally into this playbook, understand the system, understand the terminology, how this running game best fits this offense, just like Jay Cutler needs to learn. That's what's going to be the deciding factor in the quarterback position here. And we weren't really aware of it until Josh McCown had a chance to play during the season. But these guys, they're going to get a chance to play here in the preseason, and I think that's going to be the deciding factor.
All right, Jimmy Clausen had 299 pass attempts in his rookie year on a 1-9 starting role with a really rough team, rough introduction to the NFL, and he hasn't really had an appearance since coming off labrum surgery. He's had some ankles, so he's humbled, he's admitted that, and trying to start fresh. What have you seen?
Well, it's about the now, and that's the thing. Was what is Jimmy Clausen doing with the Mark Trestman? He came here, and they understood he's got to get stronger. He's got to get in better shape, and all that's going to happen with the process of the strength and conditioning program here in Chicago. But again, mentally investing yourself in the system, so when he drops back from center, he knows the exact position where the ball has to be, and that's going to add to his accuracy. But again, he's got incredible mental potential, and I think that's what Coach Trestman sees in him.
Well, the key is, in this offense, football aptitude. They all have that. You got to be accurate. You got to be quick with the ball out. And you just got to understand exactly what you're dissecting and have answers to everything in terms of coverages and what defenses are going to throw at you. Last, David Fales, rookie, raw, but a Division I quarterback with 66 touchdowns in his career. Short to intermediate passing game was his excellence at the college level. What are you seeing out of him?
Never count a rookie out, because you just don't know what to expect out of him, especially when the games get bigger, the crowds get louder, the opportunities present themselves. Here's a guy that you never know when his first reps in the preseason are going to come. Again, how has he been seeing the system here used by Jay Cutler and the rest of the quarterbacks? What has Mark Trestman, Matt Kavanaugh, Aaron Cromer taught him in meetings? And then how is he going to put all that in motion? It's going to be exciting to see every one of these quarterbacks. It's all because of what the backup quarterback did last year to expose opportunities for backups in this system. If they invest themselves, it'll be as fun as watching Jay Cutler during the regular season.
Now some context to wrap this up. So everyone may have been concerned about Josh McCown a year ago. He had only 61 pass attempts in the previous 5 years of his career. So look what happened. New system, new weapons, unique weapons, which all these quarterbacks certainly get to enjoy in the preseason. Hope you enjoyed training camp breakdown quarterback style. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching on ChicagoBears.com.